Warm greetings to you. In this time together, we'll be taking a journey, a meditative journey with sweet orange. And if you have the actual oil, go ahead and get it now. And if you don't have it, it's not a problem. Feel free to continue the journey, and we'll be calling in the spirit and the plant essence of sweet orange. Finding a comfortable place that's quiet, and somewhere where you can sit up tall. And if you have the oil, we're going to place it on a point together. And the point that we're going to use is actually not one of the listed quantum acupoints, but it is one that we've worked with before. And that's point Shenmen in the ear. It's the upper crevice of the ear. So if you go to the top, very top of your ear, and the curvy part of the helix of your ear, and then you slide down and forward, there's a groove just under the helix of your ear, like a divot at the top. And that's where you're going to put your finger. And even if you don't have sweet orange, I still want you to put your fingers there with me. If you do, you take a drop divided between two fingers. I'm doing that now. And then placing on this point. Shenmen means spirit's door or spirit's gate. And hold that point and oil combo for as long as it feels right. Oftentimes it's somewhere between 1 and 3 minutes you'll experience some kind of knowing that it's complete. Maybe you take a deep breath or you feel a wave of energy or of fluidity move through you. And part of the gift that sweet orange would like to bring in general, but also specifically in this meditation, is remembering our natural ability to play, our natural ability to be silly and make a game out of anything, our ability to. It's that ability that we have before we get a bit older, when we're still young, when we don't necessarily see, quote, mistakes as mistakes. If we drop something or knock something over, we're coloring something and we go outside the lines, we don't yet have the embodied voices telling us that we've messed up or that we need to do better next time. So it's this kind of return to innocence and beginning to feel more and more in your body as you're sitting here, what innocence feels like in your tissues. Before we were burdened with shame, the dynamics of unworthiness and self-doubt before we learned to listen to that inner critic as a guiding voice. Just the pureness of effervescence, of imagination, our ability to vision and make a playful game out of anything, anything that comes our way, anything that crosses our path. And I want you to feel this as a beautiful smile. And you feel a beautiful smile that begins on the inside of your body. There's a beautiful and approving smile. And you might also see and feel the energy of a smile, a beautiful and approving smile, also directed inwards towards you from the outside, as if a beloved or a trusted friend is smiling at you, gazing upon you and smiling at you. The kind of smile that's not asking for anything back. It's a smile of someone who's truly delighting in seeing who you are, seeing who you are arising in each moment. Allowing this energy and this medicine of sweet orange to penetrate deep into the body, deep into the psyche. And where it's going is to any place inside where we've internalized a thought form that inhibits our ability to freely play, to freely play. And those thought forms, you might feel them bubble up. I actually began to feel them right as soon as I placed the sweet orange on my ear point on Shenmen. And the thought forms might be something like, slow down, you're going too fast. Be careful, you're going to get hurt. If you do that, you're going to get hurt. Stop it. Stop it, you're bothering people. Stop being so silly. You're too old for that now. Sit up straight and stop being so silly. Stop wiggling so much. Oh, that's good, sweetie, but you know that's not true. You need to be more responsible. You have to take care of your brother or sister. You need to grow up a little bit more. Listen when I'm talking. You're making a mess. No, you're supposed to do it this way. Hurry up, hurry up. Allowing any other phrases or forms of thought to flow through you. And you might even feel your body move or shake as these forms move, are activated or stirred up within you, and then they get to just move. We're asking them to simply move their way out as the sweet orange meets each one and reveals it in our awareness. It's also able to just move up and out and off of our body, evaporating off, just like water vapor off of a lake in the morning. And just feel what it feels like inside your body now with so many of these do's and don'ts, so many of these rules about the nature of your behavior as they're dislodged and dislodging. How does it feel inside of your body? Let yourself expand. Let the energy of your heart expand to fill these places that were previously filled with limiting thought forms or regulating thought forms. And as this space gets filled with you and with your heart, you might actually feel and know your own naturally arising self-regulating thought forms. Like, oh, as I walk out here, I'm gonna look both ways because I want to see what's coming. Or, oh, I'm holding something precious and breakable. I'm going to move a little bit slower and hold it tight with both hands. Oh, it's fun to wiggle my body and dance around when I have the space and the right people to do that with. Some simple ones like, oh, I enjoy being with this other person. I'd like to play more with them. Or, oh, I don't feel so good when I'm with this other person. I think I'm going to go do something else now. So some very simple and natural self-regulatory thought forms. Just feel them being both generated and activated by the sweet orange and by this new space opening up within you. Feeling how this newfound space and naturally arising self-regulating thought forms, healthy ones, spacious ones, as they arise, you're feeling an increasing lightness of being, a kind of effervescence that starts from down at your root chakra. And it's just bubbling its way through your belly, your chest, your neck and head. It feels like the energy of excitement, playful anticipation. It's the energy of hope, the energy of what's possible. What can I create today? What wants to create through me today? Feel the increased energy in your body, because the energy in your body and psyche is no longer going to supporting and feeding these thought forms that are meant in different ways to hold you down or hold you back or force you into some kind of mold, some kind of preset pattern. And you can both feel your wild and free nature directly connected to your thoughtful, caring, very present nature. And feel how those two aspects feed each other. The wild and free with the thoughtful care. And inviting in the spirit of Sweet Orange to travel to anywhere in your body or your psyche that could use self-forgiveness and self-acceptance for different times in your life when you may have caused harm or pain to another because of carelessness or naivete. Again, inviting the Sweet Orange, its medicine, into any space or place within your body or your psyche that needs, that could use forgiveness and self-acceptance around any time or place that you caused harm to another because of thoughtlessness or naivete or selfishness, especially those times when you didn't know better until after the fact. But nevertheless, it caused harm in some way to another and to yourself. Bringing that medicine of Sweet Orange right into those places now. And receive its blessings, its absolutions. Softening the boundaries of guilt, of shame. And all the while it's just whispering in your ear that it's so okay, more than okay, to be just you. To be silly old you. To be you that doesn't know everything or have everything figured out. To be you that makes mistakes. And you that learns from every mistake. And in your mind's eye, imagine yourself frolicking and playing and maybe skipping or doing somersaults, running, feeling the agility in your body, the youthfulness in your body, no matter what your age is now, just feeling the truth of that state and that ability that your body had at one point in your life and perhaps still has now. And no matter the state of your physical body now, inviting in this agility and this spirit of playfulness into your joints and into your muscles. It's the spirit of discovery, the spirit of imagination. That spirit that makes everything a game to be played, an experience to be experienced and savored fully. And this beautiful quality of presence that's born of innocence. Connecting with your own inner child now, your own inner little one. You might put your hands over your lower belly or some other place on your body where you can feel your little inner one, your child spirit. For me, I often feel her down on just below my belly button. Connecting in with your child spirit, notice what age he or she is. And I want you to take a minute or two and actually connect in, have a conversation with your inner little one in your mind's eye, depending on their age. You may be kneeling down next to them, holding their hand, having them sit on your lap, but really connect. Let them know that you're here and expressing how much you'd like to get to know them. And ask them what they need and what they'd like to play, that you're here to play with them. Take a few minutes. Ask them what they want you to know. And let your child spirit know that you hear them and see them and that you want to play with them. You want to be able to hear them more than what you do these days. You'd like to have a nice, luscious space in your life to play with them, be with them. Now feeling the strength of this connection with your child spirit, how it powers you up, and this greater degree of integration within you, being hand in hand with your child spirit, or maybe they're riding on your back or wrapped in your arms. And asking the essence, the spirit of Sweet Orange, what it would like for you to know right now, right now. Ask Sweet Orange to share with you exactly what it recommends that you do if you're feeling stuck in grumpiness, stuck in negativity, stuck in the box that we get stuck in sometimes, the box that's void of playfulness. When you're in that zone, what's the special information that Sweet Orange has for you about how to help shift that energy, how to help break out of that mold? Sweet Orange showed me that when I'm feeling that way, trapped and stuck or negative, to get up and jump up and down like Tigger from Winnie the Pooh. And then to make sure that I share things with others, because when I share things with others, it brings me joy and connects me to my joy. Giving thanks to this beautiful, beautiful gift of an oil. Giving thanks to your child spirit, to our child spirits. And giving thanks to the children for anchoring in playfulness and spontaneity and innocence on the planet. Magic. And may we each be gifted with a greater return of our own personal and playful magic that's here, not just for us, but for sharing with others, for cultivating more magic and more joy on the planet at this time.